Hi, this is the Seen and Heard podcast. This is your guide for everything music in and around Gosport, where we discuss interesting artists, gigs, and tackle some struggles people find in the local music scene. Join us on our journey through our magazine, podcast, and socials.
Hi, Owen. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Let's start off with the most important question. Oasis or Blur?
Oasis.
Was it bands like Oasis that got you into playing music?
Yep, bands like Oasis, Nirvana, a lot of 90s bands. Was my starting point, 100%.
Is it these kind of artists that influence your sound and how you make your music unique?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's that kind of sound, the simple guitars and the simple setup of the band and stuff, and that inspired my sound that I have now.
So when did you start playing music?
I probably picked up a guitar when I was 15, and then I really got obsessed with it when I was around 16 years old.
What
and it's pretty much been from 16 to now.
What about singing then? Because I feel like that's more personal.
Singing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played a lot of guitar before I even bothered to start singing. Mm. So I just tried to learn the guitar as best as I could. And I still can't play it now. But
Have you ever had singing lessons or anything like that? Or has it literally just been straight in?
No, I just learn from other people and try and just get better on my own. Mm. So.
Can you share a pivotal moment in your career when you knew that music was your path?
It's probably just when I got obsessed with playing guitar and started to write my own stuff. And I just had a flow of writing so much stuff that I thought, I'm gonna have to get this out. And I've pretty much been in that zone from then until now. So I think that's when I just realised that this is what I'm going to do.
Can you walk us through your typical songwriting process?
It usually starts with sitting down with the acoustic guitar, playing some chords, and if any of them feel right, or it feels different or new, then I'll tend to put a melody over that. And then I'll sort of hum a melody or whistle a melody or something like that. And then the lyrics always come last for me. Lyrics always last. So I'll pretty much come up with a whole song with just the melody and the chords, and then I'll write over it at the end.
What inspires your songwriting?
Anything, life, people, myself, anything, whatever happens in my mind or whatever. So if I feel inspired by anything really.
How has your sound evolved over the years?
Quite a bit, if you heard my early voice notes on my phone. Yeah, I don't know, it's just the more you do something, the better you get, I guess. And just keep doing it for a while and it evolves and you meet new people and you play more shows and you write more songs and the sound gets better as you go on, I guess.
What do you do when you get stuck on one of your songs?
Just leave it. Just leave it for a while. I've got many unfinished songs. But yeah, if I just sat down and tried to force it, it just doesn't happen. I'm sure a lot of people understand that as well.
Do you find it easier working on multiple songs at one time, or?
Yeah, because my attention span is this big. So if I start writing a song and it's not happening, I'll just move on. And I've written two other beginnings of new songs, and then I'll work on them, and then they'll stay unwritten for ages. And then, I'll just leave it until it happens.
How do you get ready for a studio session?
I'll finish the song at home, obviously. I'll finish writing it, the structure. I'll get like a really rough demo that I will send to the studio, send to Nick. And then I'll bring that in, and then we go over it, and then we sort of layer it up bit by bit, drums, bass, guitar. And then it usually evolves into something way bigger than the demo was anyway. So, start with a really rough demo.
What's your favourite part about being in the studio?
Free coffees. it's just watching a really basic structure of a song turn into a full-blown studio version of a song.
Does it ever come out the way that you expect, or is it...?
Always different, but not in a bad way, like always in a, it's whatever you vision in your head you take into the studio, it never will come out the same. but it tends to be better because there's more professional wears on it.
What's the best and worst thing about social media being an artist?
Obviously social media is a great tool for everyone, and it's a instant way to get your stuff in front of an audience, but obviously it's just a minefield of, you put your stuff out there and it could just disappear into the abyss, or it could hit a million views. So, and obviously, and if it doesn't hit a million views, you think bad of yourself afterwards, which is like, that's the bad part of it. So people are consumed by social media. Mm. Me too. But it's a great tool, and it's the perfect tool for music, I think.
How important do you think social media is for your band?
Very important. Very important, because you pretty much, if you're not putting on social media, then you're not really, you know, there's no way, even if you used to put a video on and it gets 200 views, there's no way you're going to show 200 people locally your own stuff. So it's the perfect tool for any band, any artist, of any genre.
What advice would you give to anyone who wants to get into a band?
Just do it. Just do it. If you feel like you want to do it, then just do it. Why not? See what happens. If you feel inspired to do it, then just see how it goes. Get together with like-minded people and just do it.
What's been your funniest experience as a band?
My funniest experience? Playing shows to nobody. It's pretty funny and sad at the same time. But there was one time we played a gig in Southampton, and it was just me and Finn, the bass player, just a duo. And we was expecting, I think it was like a 150 cap venue, and the headliner had claimed it was like bringing loads of people. And we played, and we literally just played to the bands. There was no one. So that was funny, but sad. But to make up for that, because we had to get a train there, on the way back, we got the train back, and because we had the guitars on us, there was a bunch of like people that had been on a night out, and they were all drinking, and they'd done like, oh, get your guitar up, mate. So we done that, and then we played to about 20 people, which is 20 people more than we paid for the gig. So it turned out all right in the end. It was good laugh.
You ended up posting that on your social media.
We did.
Too,
we did. Yeah, it certainly made up for that night, because I felt pretty bad about myself after the gig.
Are there any of your songs? Are any of your songs based on real experiences, or are they made up?
All real experiences. Yeah. Usually, how I'm feeling at the time, or how other people are feeling at the time, and that I've taken in their feelings, and I've taken it on board, and it's inspired me to write a song. So it's all based on real life.
So when you link those lyrics to pre-written songs that you've already composed, is it kind of like a whatever feels best to those songs?
Yeah. It's just like every like I said before, if I've come up like a melody and I'm thinking of words to write, it's usually how I'm feeling at the time would make it easier for me to put the words on paper, because that's just how I'm feeling. So it's all based on real experiences and feelings.
What's your worst experience playing live?
It's got to be, before I was doing what I'm doing now, I was in a band and we played a gig in Southampton again, actually, so maybe it's a bad omen. scummers. So we done a gig, and just before we went on, we had placed all our like equipment in the corner, and we was just about to go on, and my case was on the floor. It was like the soft case, not the hard case. And I picked it up, and the top of the guitar was like this. And someone had trod and snapped the head off my guitar. Oh,
did you find out who it was?
No.
Oh.
I did try and call them out on the crowd, and yeah, no one obviously said anything. But luckily, the headliner lent us the guitar. That was pretty bad. Yeah, just like the anxiety is high anyway. Mm. And then you think, oh, my guitar's now snapped. So, bad times. That's probably more worse.
What can we expect from you in the near future?
Lots of music, lots of more music. I've got so much that I've written, so much that I want to record. I've got the band behind me now for the live shows. So, plenty more gigs, plenty more shows. And just, yeah, plenty of music.
Are there any new directions or projects you're excited to explore?
Yeah, I've got so much written. There's more stripped back and acoustic, which the stuff I've got now out, like right now, is more indie and more band sounding. But I definitely want to do a project where I include a lot of the more deeper stuff that I've written. So I might do a side sort of collection of music that features those songs. So
cool. What's one piece of advice you'd like to leave our listeners with?
About who?
One piece of advice you'd like to leave our listeners with.
Oh, sorry. I went black on. Wait, say again, and I'll answer it properly.
What's one piece of advice you'd like to leave our listeners with?
If you're a creative, if you're an artist or musician or anything like that, and you feel like you need to get out and record or play live, just do it. Just do it. No one's judging you. You probably feel like they are, but they're not. So, and you'll feel a lot better when you get older.
Okay. What is your guilty pleasure song?
Oh God. Guilty pleasure. I like a lot of the early Bruno Mars. Love the early Bruno Mars.
You got a specific song?
Mate, I can't even think. Just as soon as they come on, I just feel at home.
Yeah. Nostalgic.
Nostalgic, 100%. Yeah, I'm going to say early Bruno Mars. That's a guilty pleasure for me.
What's your favourite original that you've written?
Favourite original. Probably a song I've got that's unreleased at the moment. It's called I've Been Found Now. And we've played it a couple of times live. But it's a big song. And it means a lot to me. The lyrics are very meaningful. So that'll be out soon, I would hope.
You started the recording process?
Not yet, but that's going to be one of the next ones. So.
What's your favourite song right now?
Ever.
What's that, sorry?
Ever.
Ever. Well, favorite. Just like right now, just, I guess.
Crikey. I don't even know right now. Kingdom of Rust by the Doves. Yeah, my favourite song at the moment. That speaks volumes to myself.
What is it about the song that you like so much?
Just it's dark. I love dark sort of lyrics, and the sound is it's quite Irish sounding. And it's got something to it that I don't know, I just love listening to it. I'll play it on repeat.
Well, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your stories and some advice.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to shout out your socials or anything that you want to promote?
Yep, social media, at Owen Vincent Music, and Owen Vincent on Spotify and streaming services. Check me out.
Thank you. And can you just leave us one question for our next guests for the podcast?
Yeah, one question. What is your shoe size?
Great, thank you.
Cool, thank you.
Cheers.